Today on Gardening in a Minute, starting vegetable gardens from seed. When planting vegetable gardens, many gardeners buy starter plants, but you can also start your garden from seed. Starting from seed saves money and allows you to select from a wide variety of vegetables that come in a range of tastes and colors and are suited for your area. You can direct seed them or plant them in small containers until they're large enough to transplant. Different vegetables should be planted at different times of the year. Order fresh seed well in advance of planting or buy from local sources right before planting. Sow more than you think you'll need and thin out the weaker plants. Consider starting seeds throughout the season for a continuous vegetable harvest. Don't be intimidated by starting from seed. It's a fun and easy project. For more information on starting a garden, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, planting palms. Palms add that tropical feel to your landscape and are beautiful year-round. You can choose from many varieties, and some can be grown throughout the state. Container-grown palms can be planted at any time. The best time to plant field-grown palms is during the early summer, when soil temperatures are high and rainfall is regular. Don't plant your palm any deeper than it was growing in the original hole, and have patience. Newly transplanted palms probably won't produce much top growth during the first year after transplanting, because most of their energy will be channeled into growing roots. Be sure to irrigate your palm frequently during the first few months to help get it established, and then fertilize it 4 to 5 times per year with a palm fertilizer. For more information about planting palms, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, anthuriums. Looking to fill in that shady bed? Anthuriums are a great pick for the South Florida garden. These tropical plants have shiny, dark green, heart-shaped leaves and long-lasting, showy flower bracts in a range of colors. Outdoors, anthuriums do best in low-light conditions, but as a houseplant, will require bright indirect light to thrive. They'll bloom continuously throughout the year, with each bloom lasting about 6 weeks on the plant or several weeks as a cut flower. Anthuriums grow 2 to 3 feet tall, although the dwarf forms are smaller. They like moist, well-drained soil with lots of organic matter and humid conditions, so if you have an indoor anthurium, keep it on a tray of moist gravel. For more information about anthuriums and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, common garden snakes. The snakes typically found in the Florida landscape tend to be harmless to humans and actually eat many animals we consider pests. For example, rodents make up a large part of the rat snake's diet. The southern black racer is a slender gray or black snake that can grow up to 4 or 5 feet long. Black racers will eat other snakes, lizards, frogs, rodents, and insects. The southern ringneck snake is also a skinny gray-black snake, but is rarely larger than 12 inches. These snakes like to eat earthworms and slugs. Other frequently seen non-poisonous snakes include the eastern garter snake, the rough green snake, and the banded water snake. Snakes in the garden can be a sign of a healthy ecosystem, so welcome these creatures to your yard. For more information about common garden snakes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, all about stormwater runoff and why you should care. In Florida, our landscapes are dotted with rivers, lakes, and streams. These surface water bodies can be harmed by excess water from landscapes. Water leaving landscapes often runs over impervious surfaces like driveways, sidewalks, and roads, flows down storm drains, and eventually finds its way to our water supply. This unabsorbed runoff often contains nutrients that fuel algal blooms in water bodies. These blooms smother natural vegetation and deplete oxygen, killing fish. Properly maintained lawns and landscapes can help filter water as it runs off, protecting Florida's waterways. You can be part of the solution. Reduce stormwater runoff from your landscape by keeping rainwater on your property with a rain barrel or a rain garden. Always use pesticides and fertilizers wisely as well. For more information about stormwater runoff, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.